Hey everyone, welcome to the Ion Studio podcast. I'm your host, Yu Payne. Today we're going to be talking about overall equipment effectiveness, or OE for short. It's a really important concept in manufacturing that can help optimize efficiency and productivity. So let's dive in. So what exactly is OE? Well, it's basically a way to measure how effectively manufacturing equipment is being used. It looks at three main things: availability, performance, and quality. Availability is about how much scheduled time the equipment is actually available to operate. Performance is about how fast the equipment runs compared to its design speed. And quality, that's about the rate of products that meet the quality standards versus the ones that have defects and need rework. Now, implementing OE isn't always easy. You need to make sure you're measuring it the right way, which means being really precise with data collection and interpreting that data in a meaningful way. But when you do it right, the benefits can be huge. It can help increase productivity by identifying bottlenecks and areas of waste. It can optimize processes by minimizing downtime and inefficiencies. And it can improve quality by finding the root causes of defects. Plus, it can even help reduce equipment downtime by anticipating failures and scheduling maintenance at the right times. Let me give you an example. There was this factory that decided to implement OE, and they were able to identify some major bottlenecks in their production line. By focusing on improving availability, performance, and quality in those specific areas, they ended up increasing their throughput by a whopping 25%. And that translated directly into increased profitability. It's a great example of how powerful OE can be when it's implemented successfully. Of course, implementing OE isn't without its challenges. There are a lot of common pitfalls and misconceptions that companies can fall into. That's why it's so important to train and educate staff on OE principles. And beyond just the technical stuff, you really need to develop a continuous improvement mindset across the whole organization. Looking to the future, OE is going to play an even bigger role in the Industry 4.0 era. With smart technologies like AI and IoT, we'll be able to take OE to a whole new level. Imagine having AI systems that can dynamically interpret OE data, predict maintenance issues, and suggest improvements in real time. Or IoT devices that provide constant streams of data from across the production line, giving unprecedented insights into equipment effectiveness. It's going to be a game changer. So, to wrap things up, OE is a critical tool for any manufacturer that wants to stay competitive in today's market. Yes, it can be challenging to implement, but the benefits are just too big to ignore. And as we move into the future of Industry 4.0, OE is only going to become more important. So if you're not already using OE in your manufacturing operations, now is the time to start. Trust me, you won't regret it. All right, that's all for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time on the Ion Studio podcast.